We'll bring in Pat Pagano, talk about the weather. Remember the old days, Pat?
I remember all of that, boy.
The expensive Comrex that you had to get, not everybody could afford it. So some people just did it over the dial-up telephone, and then other people had Comrex, and then the big switch happened. And who was the first one that told you about the big switch?
I guess it must have been you.
It was.
It was, right?
We were the first ones to experiment with it on the network.
Interesting.
Well, anyways, speaking about interesting, as R.D. Johnson used to say, for the holiday weekend, very interesting, the forecast.
Now, let me tell you, overall, this forecast can bore paint on a wall. it's just, you know, what can we say? You know, it's the same old. Simple as that, Marshall. And, you know, we're just, we kind of nailed this from the beginning of the week, saying that don't bank on beautiful weather for the entire long holiday weekend, even though the computer models were suggesting that would be the case. That all changed. So today will be a gorgeous day with a nice dry breeze, sunshine, low 80s. It will be unseasonably cool tonight, Mr. Marshall, 45 to 50. 45 to 50, yes. You know that. We said that we told you yesterday that was going to be the case.
I know. I booed you yesterday, too.
I know. Well, you know, you have to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good, obviously. So then we go to Friday, which is nice and sunny, and we're looking for temperatures, to be around 80. Sun and cloud Saturday, low 80s. Clouding up, more humid. Showers will develop Sunday, low 80s. Showers and a thunderstorm on Monday.
When you say showers, all-day showers or off-and-on showers?
For when?
For Sunday and Monday.
Sunday, the showers probably not till the afternoon.
Okay, late afternoon.
Definitely off and on.
And what about Monday?
Monday, off and on.
Off and on. So it's not going to be continual rain.
It won't be continual rain, but it's going to be very difficult to do anything outdoors.
But, you know, we need the rain. We do.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's coming on the weekend.
I think various estimates in our tri-state region, areas are anywhere from 5.5 to 8 inches shy of rainfall.
That sounds right. And I don't know about the individual counties, but I know in Rockland County, we are under water restrictions, and as of the 16th of September, if we go over so many gallons, then they're going to start charging us 25% more per gallon. How about that?
Well, you know, we got to do something. Look at what's going on in, what is it, Jackson, Mississippi, and you look at Las Vegas now. They're talking about getting tough with the hotels and homeowners. And as a matter of fact, in Las Vegas, I know some areas, when you build a house, you have to put in artificial turf. No grass. Artificial turf.
Because of the... that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, artificial turf. I'll be honest with you. And they make artificial turf so beautiful nowadays.
Well, the thing is that in Mississippi, they don't have a water problem as far as not enough. They have too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when they're going to get that whole thing working up, but, you know, people were waiting in lines yesterday to get bottled water.
See the picture they took at the governor's house in Mississippi?
No.
A huge water tanker truck was sitting out in front. So the governor definitely always had as much water as he needed.
Wow.
As they needed. That's going to look bad on us, on their re-election campaign.
Well, you see, that's the way it goes, though, right? We know that's the way it goes.
You know, I lived through a winter where a well ran dry in our house. And basically, we had to bring in anywhere from 9 to 12 gallons of bottled water a day just to do the basics. And we had to take laundry, actually, to a laundromat. And so from that point on, in the springtime, we hired Jewel to do well, because they wouldn't do it in the wintertime. But that was just a horrible winter. You really appreciate opening the tap and just seeing water flow out of it when you go through that.
It's interesting. It is really interesting when you look at this overall and you say to yourself, these are the everyday things that we just take
for granted.
Yeah. You know, you just take it for granted. But, you know, I think with the climate change and everything like that, that's going to alert more and more people not to take this stuff for granted. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yeah. More and more it happens. And you know, I was talking with Joe Goodman again yesterday. Joe and I were talking. You know, you look back at this country, and so many chances were missed. You know, a little bit of foresight. I'm not talking 100 years ago. I'm talking a little bit of foresight 20 years ago of building pipelines from areas to other areas across this country that carry water. No environmental concerns, because if the pipeline broke, it would just be regular water. I mean, you could have set up pipelines that went from the Northeast to the Southwest, to the Midwest, to the northern portions of this country, to the Western. It would have created jobs, and you would have had a network where if one area was short of water, you could pump water to it. The other area, it just seemed somebody had to think of that along the way, and somebody had to kibosh the idea. You know?
I'm sure. I know when you suggested about converting ocean water, especially on the West Coast, the Pacific Ocean, you know, to drinking water and things like that, they have been doing that. And there is a problem with that, too, in taking out some of the stuff that they have to take out from seawater. So I read up on that. So that idea has definitely gone down, and has actually, it may actually even now be in progress, but only to a certain extent. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, again, it's ironic when you think about the fact that North America is covered by the Pacific Ocean on one side and the Atlantic Ocean on the other, and there are places in North America right now that are facing a drought. You know, you say to yourself, what's wrong with this picture?
Well, not only we have, as North America has water to the east in ocean, water to the west, and to the south, the Gulf of Mexico. Come on.
Yeah. Three. But, I mean, you know, think about it. The Gulf of Mexico, God knows what's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Doesn't matter. Pat, they can turn water. Israel has desalinization plants. And that's all the water in Israel, the major cities. They can do this. They can take human waste and the worst toxins and get it out of the water. They can do it. It's just, it'll cost a lot of money, but just imagine the amount of money you can spend by hiring people to do the jobs. You know, I just say, you know, hogwash. It's people that own water companies. They water companies, oil companies, you know, they want electric companies. They want to set the rules. And they do. And they set the rules. Yeah. You know, when they needed to make electricity, look at all the dams they built.
Yeah.
You know, there's no problem that doing that. Oh, well.
I guess where there's a will, there's a way, right?
That's it. I'll stop my crabbing and complaining. I'll stop it. I won't that. So anyways, looking forward to a new movie that's coming out, made by the makers of Independence Day. It's about, you know how the United States has been treating the air, trying to control weather for decades, mm-hmm. with the programs? And they deny it, but they have been, because the papers were leaked about it. It's a science fiction movie about that. So I'm looking forward to that, because they made Independence Day. They made the movie Geostorm. You know, all the real big thrillers like that they've made. So I'm on the lookout for that movie.
What's the name of it?
I don't know yet. I'm gonna type it in and see if I can Google it. Someone told me about it. But anyway.
Well, nothing like taking, you know, real-time events and turning it into a movie.
Into a movie, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, our country has been fooling around in the atmosphere, trying to control weather for years. And it's not a bad idea, but it's an idea that they should tell everybody about sooner or later.
Yeah, really.
Well, anyways, give us the path now into the Thursday extended weekend forecast for the holiday weekend.
Sunny, a nice dry breeze for today, low 80s. It's unseasonably cool tonight as Marshall probably comes out with a scarf on, 45 to 50. Sunny Friday, 80. Sun and clouds, low 80s Saturday. Clouding up, more humid. Showers will develop Sunday, low 80s. And right now for Labor Day, showers and a thunderstorm with a high around 80.
I won't have a scarf, but I will turn my heated steering wheel on.
And I'm sure you're not going to be wearing shorts.
I'll wear shorts, but I'll have my heated seats on as well.
Okay.
In the car. I'll extend the short season and the lights by just putting on, like I said, the heater and the steering wheel and the heated seats. God, I love progress.
Well, good luck.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning, once again, in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on The Breakfast Club.